Morning Hog, happy hour. Time for another installment of the Brew Review, and we're halfway home. Josh and Amelia, SR Parada right there. Thank you both for being here. You brought some interesting flavors on the front. We started off with a margarita, which is a great start. Usually it's where I finish.
Yeah.
And then I end up in the shower.
Hey.
Right? you're not alone on that one. Not because I spilled. Never mind.
Yeah.
So we got more flavors. We're in the middle of a variety pack of lemonade, right?
Yes.
Lemonade.
Right?
The Crook and Marker.
Crook and Marker.
Which, yes, by the way, are those actual people? Do you know the
the story
history
behind Crook and Marker?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Do you want to get
ready? Here we go.
I'm going to get Amelia some music for this. All right.
Let's take this in.
The logo is a horse, and he is carrying a flag because the story of Crook and Marker is one of trial and triumph. Okay?
Yeah, right.
Crook and Marker had to go to a faraway land, and they found these amazing ancient grains, ancient flavors, and they used this to brew a whole new style of hard alcoholic seltzers. And Marker was the guy who found all the key flavors and ingredients, and they got together and they put all this Crook, you know, who stole these ancient ingredients, Marker, who found all these exotic fruit flavors. They came together, they conquered, and that is the story behind the logo, the brand. I swear, you can look it up.
You know what? Whenever I feel like I'm creative,
yeah,
and then she starts talking, I'm like, damn it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And well done, Amelia. By the way, a Crook was the guy who stole the grains. That's where the name Crook came from. That's why we use that to this day. Somebody who steals something is a crook. There you go.
Wikipedia, you know that.
And that's for the kids, by the way, who are listening and watching the show. You learn that, right? Because school's out right now. You need to learn something.
Right.
So there you go. All right. I just dumped half of this one all over the console. I may need a re-pour. What are we trying again here?
Ooh. Oh, by the way, this is watermelon lemonade. Okay. Keep celebrating summer.
Oh, man.
Watermelon.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Lemonade.
Mm,
and stay hydrated.
Fantastic. Right?
Yes, please.
You can thank Marker for that.
Oh, wow. I just spit out a seed. That's how authentic it is. That's how natural these flavors are. Yeah, right.
That is really delicious.
There are no seeds in it. I'm just kidding. That's wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a big watermelon fan. In fact, there's a big tub of watermelon in the fridge if you guys want me to go get some.
He's not lying.
Yeah, no, I believe you.
I brought a lot.
Ooh.
I brought a lot. And I salted
Steve
too.
Touched it?
No.
Not a melon fan. With his hands?
Okay, I'll take some.
Not with his hands.
Oh.
All right, afterwards. All right, so, and these are part of a sampler, as we learned on the front half, which has how many flavors then?
Four flavors total.
Okay, all right, that's not bad.
But still comes in an 8-pack.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So you can double up on all these flavors, including
they
this
fit
one.
In your fridge easier.
I like that a lot. I do like that.
Yeah.
That's crucial because my fridge is a disaster.
All right.
What is this? I see blue.
I can smell it from here. It's blueberry lemonade.
Oh.
See, I'm excited.
Yeah, this flavor looks like it's going to be our favorite flavor. I don't know.
All right. I'm down.
We might have a mover on the fruit chart.
All right. Let's see. Blueberry, where are you? And it makes me think of when we have a blueberry beverage of any kind, whether it's a beer or any other kind of base beverage, I always think about Willy Wonka, right?
Right.
And there's that snotty-nosed girl that eats the blueberries and she explodes.
I've been called Willy Wonka recently, by the way,
really?
Because
really?
Of you. Because of you. You always call me the Willy Wonka flavor.
You are the Willy Wonka flavor.
Yeah.
You are.
Wow. I mean,
you're spreading joy.
Yep.
You wear a top hat usually.
Usually,
you know, right now, just because it won't show up on the camera. You don't want it to be out of the frame and stuff.
I occasionally have a cane and then do somersaults.
Right, absolutely. Yes. And you wrangle children and fill them with sweets, right?
Right.
For a living. All right, blueberry. Let's see what we got here.
This almost tastes like a blueberry pie.
I hate to keep using the word natural, but it does taste like a blueberry rather than those additives or anything like that.
You know what this flavor dessert. Has too? It has that complexity that only can liken to sometimes we have a beer where you're like, oh, it has the flavor on the front and there's something on the back end there too, right?
Yeah, it's very good.
This is almost my favorite right here.
It's like I like that these aren't, they're... What did we say earlier about the tartness?
Oh, yeah, the mildly tart.
So it's not, you know, in the back of your neck cricking it or anything. It's It's an enjoyable amount of tartness.
Steve, do you want to explain mild tartness to all of us now? You got 8 seconds.
Tartness that's not too tart.
Oh, wow.
Just a little
mild. Oh, I'm sorry. Time's up, Steve. Your 8 seconds are up. Good try, though. All right. I see one more can that is clearly not in cahoots with the other flavors. What are we doing there? What's that?
We figured we'd continue with the blueberries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you. What is that?
So this is our friends over at J-Dubs out of Sarasota. Yes. And actually, they're brewing in Orlando as well.
Mm. Okay.
Over at Brew Theory. They actually have a tap room there, so if you get the chance, to check them out.
Okay.
It's a beer.
It is a beer, so switching gears.
All right.
This is their Bomberry Blueberry IPA.
Oh.
Yeah, and you know, this one comes in a 16-ounce can.
I'm already excited.
Yeah.
So when we first
took
J-Dubs into our distribution network,
yes,
I had tons of people ask me about their Blueberry IPA.
Right.
And at first we weren't able to
had it at their tap room? Right, okay.
Yeah, in Sarasota. And at first we weren't able to get it. But they have finally canned it. We've gotten in draft. But these cans will be available. Like Amelia said, they're 4-pack, 16-ounce cans.
Oh,
I'm super excited about it.
Look at that. Look at that. Look, I mean, that's a majestic looking can, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Or thirst quenching looking.
Little blueberries doing little.
Yeah.
Well, yes, they're bombing. They're bombing the beer.
They are.
They're wearing parachutes.
Yeah.
Blueberries with legs and arms.
They're bombing my wallet. I'm sitting here going,
so that's how
that.
A blueberry talks.
Okay, yeah, I love this beer. Love this beer.
Yeah, that's good.
Let me try some more.
I've had blueberry beers out there, but typically they're not IPAs. So it's nice to kind of finish with that little bit of bitterness to mellow out the sweetness up front.
And I've had maybe one berry based beer that I thought was man, that one's that's fantastic. So is that out now?
It's hitting the retail stores, hopefully within the next week or so.
Really? Oh, really?
Yep.
So you can go to srparrot.com/beerfinder and look those things up and find some of the stores. Any particular accounts we want to direct people to for any of these great flavors?
Definitely Kirkmarker, Total Wine, ABC, some Publixes, your local independents. Definitely for the J-Dubs, I would check out Total Wine and local independents to start with.
Wow.
For sure.
J-Dubs.
What does this one clock in at?
6.5%. And it's 68 IBU. So how do you guys feel about the bitterness scale?
I love everything about this beer.
Yeah?
Because there's just enough berry. It ain't sweet. It ain't tart. There's no mild tartness in this beer, Steve. Don't even start with that BS.
Because it's IPA.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Cool.
I just wanted to get mad at Steve for something.
Bomberry. I'm sorry, Steve.
I need to apologize. It's Friday. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. You can't be angry about it.
He's feeling the bomberry.
Well, thank you. This is a great. You know what? School's starting back and the kids starting to drink again. And I got that wrong. Okay. All right. Never mind. All right. Well, you know what? We'll meet one more time in July. Until then, cheers.
Cheers.